You may have never heard of Alex Honnold, but recently he became the first person to free solo climb El Capitan, the famous 8,000-foot granite wall in Yosemite National Park. Free solo is climbing without ropes or climbing gear, just using only your hands and feet. It is amazing watching him plan his route up the rock wall, planning every move, every foothold, every handhold, and often every finger hold. Quite often, the place on the granite wall where he rests while planning his next move is no wider than an inch, his fingers gripping the narrow ledge, bearing all of his weight. We all know what it's like to grab hold of something, sometimes barely clinging on like our life depends on it, and often it does depend on it. Well, the theme of this meditation from Hebrews chapter 10 is holding on, wrapping your fingers so tight that your knuckles turn white. So much of what we hold on to is fleeting. It easily breaks away like sandstone. So what is it like when we hold on to something eternal that will never move? Something like granite. And well, something like God. We will be together for about 15 minutes. So to start your meditation, slip into a time of contentment, to be still and quiet. A place to feel resolute and solid. A moment to consent to loosening your grip on the world and take hold of the eternal God, Spirit, and Son. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and respond, Heavenly Father, let me hold on to you. I confess that often I feel unsure whether I can hold on, fearful I will die. So, Heavenly Father, let me hold on to you. But this fear and uncertainty helps me stop trusting in myself and start trusting in God. Trusting in God who raises the dead to life. So, Heavenly Father, let me hold on to you. Trusting in God who saves us from the threat of death, and we are sure that he will do it again and again and again. So, Heavenly Father, let me hold on to you. Your time in Christian meditation here on Encounter is about shifting your perspective from here to there, from you to God, reducing reliance on the world to confidence in God. So spend a few moments now obediently pursuing God, just lifting your heart towards heaven in private, secret prayer. Stay here in stillness as you become aware of any sensations of your grip slipping. Is there anything or anyone that you're holding on to that feels like maybe they're slipping away? Well, intentionally make note of it. It may be external. It may be emotional. Just pause here and ponder anything that feels like it's slipping or sliding out from under you. Does anything feel shaky or unstable? Well, don't dwell on those things too closely right now. Just simply note your distractions as they come and go. As you note each distracting thought, surrender each to the Spirit of God and then let them pass. Give them no power, just shoo them away. Scan your thoughts and emotions for any fear over a slippery grip you have right now. And then just let that fear pass by without effort as you center on Christ and the hold He has on you. Just notice your breathing too. Simply be aware of it as you center on the hope of Christ. Take 3 deep belly breaths right now. Maybe just one more. Just hold it. Relax and be mindful as you hold your breath. Let it remind you of the hold of God. Your mind may wander as you note your distractions, and that's natural. Just let the awareness of your wandering mind be a reminder to return to your breathing. Perhaps whisper the words, "Hold me," as your mind wanders. Whisper the sacred words, "Hold me," to help you return to the grip of God. Now, in the grip of God, listen carefully to the first of 3 divine sacred readings. Don't analyze, just listen to what God might be calling out to you in this moment. Listen for His voice from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, from the New Living Translation. "Let us hold tightly, without wavering, to the hope that we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise." What did you hear? Where did your attention go as these words continue to ring and resonate in your mind? Well, contemplate on that for a few short moments. After that brief pause, how did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around the passage? Well, once more, "Let us hold tightly, without wavering, to the hope that we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise." Stay here longer now, resting your attention on the tight grip of God. In this second expanded divine reading, notice how you respond emotionally as you listen from your heart to this wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. "Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, since He who promised is faithful. And let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works." What emotions did you feel? Where did you feel them? Well, let your heart explore the imagery of the hold and hope of God. In this third reading, don't feel the need to reply. Just simply soak in this time of deep connection beyond words from the Contemporary English Version. We must hold tightly to the hope that we say is ours. After all, we can trust the one who made the agreement with us. We should keep on encouraging each other to be thoughtful and do the helpful things. Some people have gotten out of the habit of meeting for worship, but we must not do that. We should keep on encouraging each other, especially since you know that the day of the Lord's coming is getting closer. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation. The author of Hebrews was writing to some in the early church that had chosen to hold on to the world more than the Lord. He used words like hold on, be hopeful, encouraging, thoughtful, and helpful. Well, what of the world are you holding on to? I want you to envision it in your hands as your eyes rest. Just slowly open your hands and feel them light, relaxed, and free. Surrender what you hold. Breathe deeply from your belly. Now softly close your hands as you hold on to God. Close your grip gently in the hope of Christ. Feel encouraged as your fingers grip His. Feel helpful as your fingers hold the hands of another. Just rest here whispering, Heavenly Father, let me hold on to you. Let me hold hope, courage, and help. Rest here in the grip of God for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, Heavenly Father, let me hold on to you. Let the words hold on be the sacred words that center you on Christ today. And let me pray a blessing over you that you hold tightly without wavering to the hope that you have in Christ. For God can be trusted to keep His promise. And may you be filled with the love of God. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen. You know, as we stare down the granite walls in our path, it's not surprising to feel anxious about finding a stable foothold or even a finger hold. But allow those moments to center you back to the steadfast hold that God has on you and the everlasting hope that we have in Christ. Also, be mindful for moments that God might use you to lend a hand to someone slipping, a friend or stranger in the margins, just anyone skidding through life. Who can you hold on today and let them see the face of God? Well, take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, find assurance when your grip on the world starts to slip, for it is then and there you will find hope and encounter the divine grasp of God.